The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We live.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
Yo.
Main Chafford Podcast episode 126. You already know what time it is.
See ya.
We back podding. Can you believe it?
It's been so long.
Can you believe it?
Hey, who would have thought it? Look at us.
Who would have thought it? 126. That's a fact.
Poor Rod is funny, man.
Nah, for real. Give that man an Oscar.
For real, dog.
For playing Ant-Man. Captain America, as far as I'm concerned, that's America's beep.
That's America's ass.
That's why I didn't say it. See it. Main Chafford Podcast 126. You know where to find us. Main Chafford on everything. Even maidenchafford.com, so you know it's real.
Yes, sir.
I am two dems. The real is back. The real is back.
That doesn't make sense.
I enjoy it. I just enjoy saying it.
If it's maidenchafford.com, then it's real. So what are you saying?
I'm saying we've got a website, so you know it's real. Oh,
okay, cool. Saying is he saying
keeping it P. If you ain't got a website, you ain't keeping it P. Heard?
You heard? Yeah, man. Cole Sanusi in the building. Don Corleone, the one and only. You know what I'm saying?
Love.
It's Ema G45. The G is solid. The 45 is silent.
Come on,
you know.
It's Genghis Jibogwe.
Come on.
The Black Mamba Dove. The Prince of the East.
Come on.
G-A-Yam. Welcome once again to our lovely podcast, episode 126.
You already know.
Let's get it.
Actually, before we continue, if anyone hears this and they want to be a guest on the podcast, do just shoot us.
Slide in the DMs.
Yeah, shoot us, man. We always happy. Know. You saw Jack was on here. We're doing the Lord's work.
Oh, God.
Make it make sense, bro. Because right now, it's my Lord that you're blaspheming, bro. Like, what are we trying to get into right now?
I stand on what I said.
I'll make you sit down. I couldn't think of anything.
I can see the response loading in his brain.
That's all funny. Right. First topic, what is it? Get it up. Load it up.
What's on the why am I shouting?
Man shouting, you know.
You fully shout, load it up.
Has UK music declined?
Yes. Fucking yo, drill, stop whatever you're doing. This is getting out of hand. If I hear another lazily old song from back in the day over a drill beat, I'm going to personally do something I'll regret, because it is getting out of hand. They're ruining the genre personally for me.
Yeah, but how old is drill? Would you say it's what,
still
3 years?
Quite young, no?
In its current form, probably about 3 years, maybe four.
Right.
I'm just not here for what they're doing at the moment. A1, J1, they're great at it. I'd say they're kind of pioneers a little bit in that. And I'd also kind of give, they're the ones I'd give credit to in terms of doing that. But sometimes just leave it to the people who are good at it. Nah, I'm seeing it all the time. I fucking saw Swarms doing, what the fuck was that?
A delivery song or something like that.
Nah, man.
Did he get paid?
Probably.
He's not picking up artists for that, really, is he?
I don't think so.
I think the song just happened to be named Deliveroo.
I don't know if it's regressed though.
I wouldn't say it's regressed, but this is a bad time right now. Like,
the only reason why I won't say it's regressed is because I feel like a lot of times when we want things to progress, sometimes it takes a massive a hit. So you know, Body came out and it did what it did. It opened the doors. It went to number one. So now everyone thinking, oh, okay, I can make a song of this nature and it can go number one.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get a lot of bullshit. But we're also going to get good shit as well. It's 100%. Just the
it's
nature of the game.
I'm more frustrated at drill. But I don't think maybe it hasn't digressed. I think we haven't had a J-Hus album. We haven't had a Stormzy album. There's a lot of other names that I think could be mentioned in a minute. that, you know, elevate the sound, elevate what's going on. It's particularly Stormzy and Jay Huss, and, you know, Dave's album did what Dave's album is going to do. So there's definitely talent out there.
Of
I'm just
this generation you're talking about.
What do you mean?
Music of just of this generation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think.
At this current moment in time, I'm just not necessarily happy with what drill, which is probably the number one UK. I don't want to use the word urban, but like black genre at the moment. So yeah. I'm just a bit disappointed in that, but I still think there's heavy hitters that can come out and do an absolute
Would
madness.
Would you call it garage? Would you call it urban?
You know what? I
agree.
What does
urban mean?
And nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Gets the people going.
Listen, man. Yeah, I agree with you. I think drill in itself has probably regressed, but the whole UK scene, to say the whole UK scene in general has gone back, I think is a bit of a dumb statement. But I will only say, I only agree to some the extent that it's probably stalled, and I think it's stalled because of the pandemic. Mm. I think it's been a harder period. You know, people are not out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the albums that came out that were blowing, people were outside, we were enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? We got Common Sense when we were outside. We got Dave's first album, we were outside. Certain things resonate differently when you're outside, whereas the past year or two has been kind of stop-start, so nobody's really put out stuff that can complement that.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there's been good albums. Sims put out a fantastic album, so did Dave and Getz, but, you know, there's nobody really new who has kind of risen.
Mm.
And I think we just need a little bit of time for that to happen. I don't think we're in a bad place compared to where we were, you know, during the shook of them days. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So
yeah, no, it's a completely, we're in a much better place. You just, I think because you've gotten better,
you want to keep going.
Yeah, and you can't forget sometimes where you used to be. You know what I mean? It's like the Israelites who were in slavery, and then their mum wanted to move. It's like their mum was also saying, "Oh no, I want to go back to slavery." It's, you can't do that.
That's easy. I was like, where'd that come
from? But it used to be the ghetto out here, man. I sat like,
that's a fact. We're all doing sunglasses at night. You know what I'm saying?
No.
We're doing that.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay,
ay. That song's hard.
No, you know what? I really want to hear Mike Lowry.
Oh, that song's hard, though.
Too many wanna be bad boy acting like they so rowdy.
Mm.
Look a bad boy straight in the face till I'm a real bad boy, Mike Lowry.
Mm.
Like,
listen, man.
But it's that's not really, well, to be honest,
that's not really in that category.
Yeah, but I think we're just going back in time, really and truly. I think we're
you think the cycle is repeating itself again?
Yeah.
That's also a possibility as well.
Like the hardcore street rappers, as you would call it, who have done whatever to get to a certain position that they're in, for them to start rapping and for them to get out of road, they're gonna come back and they're gonna maintain music for a short period of time.
I've never thought about that actually. Maybe it is just a bit of a cycle,
because even like the whole like Griselda-esque movement, I don't want to say that they are the movement, but the whole Alchemist sound wave and stuff like that, that's all sort of coming back, which is kind of weird. But then I had a thought today where it's basically like the old man them are coming back to restore music because the youngers are not really doing the job.
How so?
Or they're doing a job that is only there for the moment, but not
Yeah. It's a lot of bubblegum music, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's here for right now, and then this shit ain't gonna last.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Facts. I think that's what we're seeing at the moment. Maybe it is just that positioning of a lot of UK artists. They get to a certain position, they go mainstream, and then they have to have their like little mainstream period, and then potentially they come back to whatever is the popping genre at the time, you know, or the popping street genre at the time. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next year or so. I'll be interested to see what the landscape looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's longevity in the game now. So a lot of the man them who we grew up on, they can come out and put out an album now and it'll be of a higher quality.
Yeah.
Because the genre is still relatively young. Let's say compared to the US one, right?
Mm.
It's still maybe a decade younger. So people can come out, like a skeptic can come out now and still put out an album and we'll still fuck with it. Whereas in the US, like Jay-Z can put out an album, but it's almost like it's not much of a shock to everybody when he'll do that.
Yeah.
Compared to where, I don't know, if Wiley came out today and put out an album, and obviously it would be an interesting kind of reaction. But regardless, he can if he wanted to, is what I'm trying to say. And the youngers ain't going nowhere. I think they just need to kind of pattern up and choose somebody to kind of spearhead the movement. Because I don't really think... I rate what Russ has done on a mainstream level, but I just don't know who's going to take it to another level on a...
On an actual
quality basis.
Who's the next Stormzy is the question, I guess.
For drill, you know what I'm saying? And I couldn't tell you because I don't really check for the genre like that too much, but there's definitely someone somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. It might be... could be Digger.
When it packs his potions, when it's there enough, I'm going to block like...
Yo, Hazy! He's a legend.
If you look at the industry... the industry is only signing people for songs, so it should tell you where the whole thing is, where money is right now.
That's always happened, though.
That's not on a regular.
That's always happened.
They sign you for your song.
That's always happened.
Yeah.
Arguably more now. You're right. But it's always happened. It's just happening more now because of the landscape. But they get pennies if they're getting signed for a song. And your song is like not body, you're getting pennies.
For 17 albums.
Do you know what I will say though?
Dear God. That contract is crazy.
I kind of feel like mainstream US rap is dying for me.
How so?
Maybe personally. I just don't know who's doing it. Like,
no, you know,
at a high level no more.
Maybe we're just getting
old.
It's women.
Women are actually rapping. And sorry, women are rapping, and they're doing it proper. Whereas the male rappers, I don't know, man.
The young male rappers in the US right now, nobody's moved me for a while now.
Nah, man.
Like, I haven't found somebody new for a while. It's
hard. The older you get, the harder it is to connect, because they're not trying to connect with you.
That's a fact.
So, you know, this ain't for me. It's for the 18-year-old who's sprightly in the club.
That's
a
fact.
You know what I mean?
You play me a YBA song, I wouldn't know what it is. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That
play
NBA
me
a, boy, I got nothing.
The Lil TJ song, I might know one, but that's really as far as it goes for me.
That's sounding old. Some of them, that's their favorite rapper. You know what I mean?
They
be listening to him cover to cover, back to back. But I ain't doing that.
Roddy Ricch's new album.
That was ass.
Mad disappointing.
But that's something more on Roddy. Like, I don't know what happened there. I was shocked because, excuse me for being antisocial, was one of the best albums I've listened to in a while. So I was shocked with his performance on that. It's a good album if you haven't checked it out, kid.
I'm sure he has.
Big man, I'm older than you, you know. I'm your senior big man.
Hey, you know what's wild?
What's that?
I'm just having a flashback to one of our old Culture and Sound episodes, and we're speaking about who's next up. And when I think about it, we fucked up.
Oh, what did we say?
We said Chance the Rapper. We said Travis Scott. And I can't remember who the third person was.
You weren't really wrong with Travis.
I never said Chance.
Chance gave us a big day. Travis Scott is gone from the face of the earth. And I don't know who the other person is, but...
that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Travis, man. You're supposed to be the chosen one.
I don't know.
Travis will come back, man.
He'll be fine.
It's I don't know who the... what I'm trying to say is I don't know who the next guy is
in the UK and the US.
Really, yeah, it's a fact.
Maybe we're not supposed to know who the next guy is. Like, again, it goes back to getting older. Like, I'm sure if you spoke to someone who's 21, 20, they'd probably say,
they'll
it's a little baby or something.
They will bang for little baby.
So it's not for us. Do you know what I mean? Even to the point, like, maybe we just don't have the ear for it anymore. Like,
There's that. The air begins to
none of this shit is slapping, but... I think I've often thought this, and that's why you have to be very careful, because you can easily turn into an old head. Like, these kids ain't making music for you. So it makes sense.
And you know what? It's mad weird, because
now I feel like I'm the old man yelling at the moon.
No, you are. Because you don't go clubbing no more. You just go to the pub.
Mm.
Like, and if it's not the pub, then it's a day party. And if it's not a day party, it's home.
I hear that. No,
but the
right.
Kids out here, they're going clubbing. It's like,
so we're not gonna hear it.
No,
we're not going to hear it.
I'm following you.
Do you get what I'm saying? We're gonna be that guy who's just standing there, like, oh yeah.
What is this?
Do you know what? I genuinely believe if we went to like like a hip hop night out or something,
we wouldn't know half the tunes.
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
We'd be like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a fact. My brothers were playing me some music at Christmas, and I was just like,
nah, get this.
Some of this was all right, but a lot of it was like, I've never heard of any of this.
That's the thing. You can't connect if you've never heard any of it. Yeah. So it's very, very easy to just turn into an old head.
We old, yeah, basically. Long story short,
accepting it. Maybe things aren't regressing. We're just older.
Welcome to the old club.
Welcome, if you're listening,
I'm
to the
happy
old
to be
boys,
here, man. Where's my senior past, dog?
Pete and Bass, now you get
Pete
me.
Pete and Bass. So I said, H and RD's song is Pete and Bass's origin story.
Wow,
so dumb. Even the Star Wars prequels. That's so stupid.
I was crying.
Got 10 in the Yorkshire's rigor mortis step competition. Listen.
Pete and Bass, give them
they
their flowers.
They floated.
Man.
Oh my days.
Once in a lifetime opportunity. Fuck. They got in the studio and said, yo, like, this is it. This could change our lives.
That's a great question.
Whoever the ghostwriter is,
how long
a mad
do you think
one.
A career in music actually lasts?
Well, nowadays.
Average, like, at the top five.
I think it's getting longer and longer. It depends.
We'll see.
If you're successful,
I think
you can
people
do it for
like
a long
Drake,
time.
Kendrick, J. Cole, I see them more as anomalies. As opposed
no, but
to
even
standard.
Think about like even think about Nas. He's still making music. Jay still
yes.
kind
I,
of prevalent.
On top, as the top dog, like.
Oh, okay, you're just talking about
yeah,
a bit
like,
in average.
Can, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a couple of
Lil
years.
Lil Pump's done.
I mean, yeah. But you can
you
see that from a mile
that,
away.
But like,
At its best, you can make music for the rest of your life. But you know, if
it's,
on average,
to
yeah.
To you for the rest of their life, like, yeah. Again, this goes back to the point. I think an issue a lot of artists are having right now is they're not growing with their fan base as well. Like,
It was cool when you were
making songs for them when
but
you were 21.
But you don't need to speak that way.
But
no,
like,
no.
Now homeboy's thinking about buying a mortgage and you're still talking about, I was out last night trying to fuck bitches. Like,
I heard that stuff.
He's in the crib.
Yeah, but then
you're
what
at
about
home.
You're foreign?
Oh, he's different.
Shitting, pooping.
is it age dysmorphia?
It's just, I don't know what it is. He's Benjamin Button.
He's aging backwards, yeah. That's funny.
No one's having more fun than him, and let him do his thing.
Guys, do you have a bucket list?
Yeah, I've done most of the stuff on the bucket list.
Say what?
Yeah, I've got dreads. I braided my hair. The only thing I don't want to do is get a tattoo because I think that's moist. I've been to Iran.
That's on your bucket list? I can see why that'd be on the bucket list.
No, it was going somewhere alone.
Oh, I'd like to do that. Actually.
But
that'd
the thing is,
dope.
Going to Iran was a if or maybe. I was not sure if I was going, and I just paid for the thing. I was like, I'm
man's
going.
Hair, innit? Yeah.
How long did you stay in Iran again?
1 week. I should have stayed for at least two because I wanted to go to the south. Like, they told me about the south of Iran after I went. And the south of Iran is a bunch of black people there.
Oh, so you should go back. Yeah. Get that.
I don't think I can.
What?
Logistics.
Not logistics, just international beef.
Style ends.
Yeah. So when they see your passport, it might
be. Yeah, when you're on the way
and
back.
I got a new one, so boy.
Hey, what?
Pull up on you. Gonna pull up on you.
Yeah.
Are you guys thrill seekers? Like, would you do like a bungee jump or jump out of a helicopter? Helicopter.
You watch it too much, man.
Yeah, I'd be on
God
TikTok
damn.
Too.
I don't mind it. I don't see it as like a, oh, I'm scared. Like,
you do it if
you know
were
what,
dead.
Fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's jump out.
What am
Main
I see?
Main Chaffer jumps just, out the...
Yeah, man, yeah. Man, just like...
Main Chaffer jumps out the roof.
Jumping off the roof. Listen, man. I don't know. I don't think I have an actual, like, bucket list. I probably do somewhere. I've written it down somewhere.
Nah, I just think I always have, like, a certain goal that I try to achieve within that certain period. And if I can... I mean, I'm the sort of person, once I get an idea, as frustrating as it is sometimes, once I get an idea in my head, it's very difficult for me to get it out.
Right.
So,
would you swim with a shark?
Nah, fuck that, man.
Allow it, man. What are we doing?
Do you know what? I don't know. But them things, my problem is.
If I die, then it's going to be like everyone at the funeral should just be annoyed at the fact
then
that I did
that. Then I'm tuna. I might as well be tuna.
That's nasty. Man.
Coming like Finding Nemo.
Listen, man. That's crazy. I don't know how I got here, but it was just something I was always curious about.
What's on your bucket list?
I don't know if I have one, man.
You gotta make one, bro.
Yeah. I have bare shit in my notes. I probably actually do. Let's see what I've got.
You know what I really want to do? I really want to get quadruplets.
That can't be on your bucket list. That's a game of chance.
Oh, wait. I actually do have a bucket list.
That's a roll of dice.
Yo, my bucket list is
yes. Quadruplets.
Bro, it's economical, bro. You did it one time. That's it. You ain't going to do no more.
My bucket list.
And then snip
shit,
it, bro.
Nah, four.
Snip it. That's it. Yeah, bro, I'm done.
I don't need four kids, man.
Man's out of the game.
Hey, really, Genghis.
My bank account will be on his knees.
Belly fatted up. Done. Done.
Four kids. Really fat, man.
Fatted up, bro.
Ankles
obese.
And knees aching, bro.
Belly on obese, bro. It's crazy. Hey, you know who those pictures
of? If I do give you quadruplets.
Yeah. You're sick.
It's the blessing from the Lord.
Hey, listen. Shout outs to women, yeah. But you know those pictures of women where they're pregnant, yeah. And like it just looks like a fucking a beacon, a homing beacon. I'm like, how do you do that?
It's impressive, really.
That is unbelievable. That
they've been doing it for humanity's 300,000 years.
That's crazy. Hey, shout outs to the women.
I just don't know how some of them. They just go back to their normal shape, like
it's mad.
That's it. Do you know what? That's insane.
Mad. Nothing happened.
That, do you know what? Take your time, girls, because that can't be healthy.
Listen,
there is no way.
Like you just go straight to your normal shape.
Like a snatch, impossible. Do you know what?
But I've seen someone go from super skinny, no breast, no back, to just have features.
Well, after giving birth,
say
less.
And it's just like, oh, okay, it worked for you.
God works in mysterious ways, isn't it?
Trying to see him.
No BBL needed.
Aim to the PM. PM and need him. Listen, wait, man. It's crazy.
You might be onto something.
Nah, for real.
Hey, Rihanna just had a baby. I think people are trying to have babies, man.
For real?
It's fatten up belly season.
Oh, don't.
Fat up the belly.
It's that Rocky, don't encourage people.
Fat up.
Demi, you've been watching Drive to Survive, Formula
yes,
One.
Yes, Formula One. Listen, if you ain't watching Drive to Survive, this is your time to start. It's a great series.
What made you start?
So, funnily enough, Maiden Nearby himself, Jack, recommended it to me.
Shout out to Jack.
First guest of 2022.
Come on.
Yeah, he was like, yeah.
Man got caught in 4K on our reel. That is
Chloe
funny.
Hotted up the block,
that's
man.
That's funny as fuck, boy. So he recommended it.
Yeah,
to you.
He recommended it, and yeah, it's just it's great, man. Honestly, it's a real good insight into a sport I've never delved into. I didn't think I'd like it, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm on season 2, so that's season 2019 starts with season 18 and season 1, and I'm really looking forward to season 4 because obviously how controversial the ending to that was.
Brother, yeah, crazy.
If I'm Hamilton, I'm retiring.
I think he's thinking about it. The one reason why I didn't love the beginning of Drive to Survive is a lot of it was from Ricardo's point of view.
Oh, yeah. But I think they needed...
A bit of lighthearted...
He's quite a likeable person.
Yeah. He's a good dude. But I kind of wanted to see more from Lewis and...
you get more from Lewis in season 2.
Yeah. But no, it's a good show and it's definitely a good way to actually bridge the gap into actually watching Formula One.
Yeah, no, I think if it's a sport you want to get into... And it's made it more exciting for me in the sense that, like, I don't view it as... Because I used to think, well, the same people's winning every week. Like, if you're number one in pole or in...
Qualifying.
On Saturday, you're most likely going to come at least 1-4. So it's not... that exciting, do you know what I mean? But it's actually the intricacies of it, as in there's the middle pack, there's Williams Martini at the back, just is that car even real?
Haas just struggling.
I'm adamant it's the Flintstones car. Just running with their feet.
bare cardio, bro.
For real. And then you got, you know, obviously the big boys at the front.
Yes, Red Bull, there's more Mercedes, Ferrari.
Over the last few years, there's been more of a look into youth, because I guess I get the feeling it used to be kind of a bit of a old man sort of sport.
Yeah, slightly, I'd say.
The only thing I want from it is, yo, get people of colour in there. I need someone to be like, yo.
That's what Lewis is all about.
You need them niggas?
For real. I need someone to say the N-word when something goes wrong. On the intercom.
That's what Lewis is.
If you can pick up the pace. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
Man, shut your wet dumb ass up. We gonna pit on God.
400 years of rape. 400 years of slavery. This is what I get. Gotcha.
You know what I know is gonna happen. So whoever wins and they're black, please make your caption just to the digital dash.
That's so dumb.
I need it.
Slap them motherfucking intermediates on, boy. We trying to win this shit. Nah, Formula One is good. It's and there's a lot of things the casual, I wouldn't even say casual, the people who don't watch it don't know about. So for example, how much money they spend, the different types of rules that they change every year, the amount of physical and mental toll it gets on the drivers. Like, well, they lose weight, bro. Yeah, every time they drive
like that.
Yeah,
they have to be super G-force. Fit and have a lot of a very small percent of body fat, because they're basically burning it while they're getting thrown around in the car with all the G-force. Yeah, it's very interesting.
I mean, I know a bit, but I can't really speak about.
Yeah, that man be
speak too much about it.
Booking.
Listen, man,
200 miles per hour.
It's not an easy sport at all. It's arguably one of the most harshest sports to learn on, just on your body, because your body goes for a lot of shit while you do it. Because it's kind of a young man's game as well. Because like, you have to have lightning fast reactions and reflexes. So it favors the young.
There ain't no way you can be old and be trying to do that. There's
no. It gets to a point. That's why what Lewis is doing is so impressive. He's like 37 and he's still doing it.
Lewis is 37.
I think he's 36.
That boy is old.
Yeah, it's probably, if this was not his last season, the next season will probably be his last season.
Hey, yo, just go break the record though.
I was thinking if he had won that last season, I think he would have been done.
Yeah.
I think now he's lost and he's not said a single word on any platform since he's lost that race. I think he's coming back for blood. He's not going to go out and chat.
He's putting, spend them peas.
Because they fucked him over, bro. You'll see it when you watch the show.
Mercedes or the FIA?
The FIA fucked over Lewis.
Yeah, because apparently
as far as I'm concerned, go on. Continue.
The rule, they didn't listen.
They made new rules.
On the spot, on the day.
Bro, no Dua Lipa, they made new rules, bro. I swear to God. So basically, I don't even know if I want to spoil it for you, because I'd like you to watch it and just see what they do.
I have a vague idea, but I mean, either way, Hamilton got fucked
over. It's just nuts. He had lapped the whole field. And essentially there was a crash, so everybody had to line up where they were. And whenever there's a red flag a yellow flag and a safety car, essentially when the race restarts, you have to start where you are. So let's say I'm first, you're second, but there's 18th and 17th are in front of you. When the safety car is gone and the race restarts, you have to start from there. Bro, do you know what the race control man said? He said everyone needs to unlap themselves. So if everyone needs to unlap themselves, that means everyone needs to get into the order of the race. So then you come behind me, third goes behind you, fourth goes behind you. Brother, nobody unlapped themselves except for Verstappen. Verstappen went from, I guess technically, 5 cars away from Hamilton to going right behind him for the last race of the match. So the rules didn't make any sense. They basically fucked the rules.
Have they said anything themselves?
Should listen to specs.
No rules. Mercedes took it to court, and I think they dropped it eventually. But I think the guy, so the race steward, Michael Massey, is going to end up potentially quitting his job because of it, because he is a massive cock up. Everyone knows he fucked up.
Yeah.
And Verstappen was on fresh tires. Lewis didn't pit, so Verstappen was always going to go past Lewis. Like, it was kind of like a foregone conclusion. Lewis tried hard, but there's literally nothing he could do.
I don't know.
That's why Lewis feels genuinely and rightfully fucked over that he lost that championship.
No, it's insane. But great show, great sport, which I will, you know what, it's a good, that's all you want it to be. It's a good advert for the sport. I think, you know what, I would personally be checking it out. I don't think I can sit there and watch the whole race, but I'll definitely be checking out highlights from now on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worthwhile. And if there's any races, like, there's like build up towards it being a good race, like the points might be level prior to it, or someone's had a mad lap in qualifying. It's definitely worth watching a race. I don't watch every single race anymore. I used to when I was a kid. I used to watch every single race, but now I'll just catch a race here and there whenever I have the time, because who's got 2 hours spare if it's not for our shitty clubs? Do you know what I mean? Every week.
Even so, then, man. I'll still be getting highlights from me. That's about it.
Brother. E-man, what have you been watching recently?
Snowpiercer, season
3. Is there a new season?
Yeah, season 3 has just come out.
I thought it was just a movie where it's just like...
It was a movie.
Did they expand it?
Film theory. It's the second part to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Wait, what?
It's part two to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right, you're gonna. I don't watch the show, so, but you're gonna have to explain.
Willy Wonka's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I forgot the film.
The Johnny Depp one. Is that the one? Did he do Willy Wonka? Willy and the Wonka. That pause.
Yes.
Johnny Depp's one.
Yes.
Okay.
So apparently it's part two to that.
Right.
But far in the future.
And there's Easter eggs that show that that's the case. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for the film. Jesus and then now Christ. There's a series is completely different.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's a lot more serious. So pretty much, mankind has seen that the world is warming too much. So they decide to put some chemicals in the air
and put everyone on a train.
No, not put everybody in the train. It starts to freeze.
Right.
The train starts to freeze.
No, the temperatures of Earth start to drop in a significant way where it's not beneficial for the human
race. Oh, it's not habitable.
In the next couple of years. So essentially what they do is they build a massive train to keep going, and that's where humanity will thrive on the train.
Okay.
Now, there was enough spaces for people who paid for a ticket, and unfortunately for the people who are on the train, have more individuals on the train that come on, and then that causes a problem because now you have to distribute resources.
What, more people come on the train?
Yeah. Opportunist. And
how long is this train?
Miles.
Right. No, how many people on humanity?
Where's the train going?
It's just going around the world. So everything is frozen.
Yo, that's
so
hilarious.
The sea is frozen.
The film it's based off of ain't bad.
Yeah, so the sea is frozen, everything's frozen. So then basically there's a bunch of people on the train and they keep going, cool, boom.
Thomas.
Anyways, Thomas. So so what happens in this series is that people at the back of the train called tailies, because it's the tail of the train.
It's a classist type thing going on.
Yes,
on the
it's a massive classist type. The classism going on. There's people who are high up and then there's people who are middle class. And then working class, and then tailies. Yeah, the lowest of the lowest.
Mm.
They attempt to overthrow the train.
Where are they getting food from?
Oh, it's all produced within...
On the train?
On the train.
Yo,
so you have cows that are being bred.
Fair enough.
Bro, the train is long. That's the train smart. Is long, innit? They have cows that are being bred, fish that's being bred. They have a bunch of things that's going on. So they attempt to overthrow the train, and in the second season... they find out that there was another train going on the same train line. So then that's where it really
kicks off.
And right now I'm on season 3.
Dope.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Dope.
I'm gonna go and watch season 4 of Snowfall?
Season before, 4 of Snowfall.
Before season 5 comes
gonna
out.
Gonna remind yourself of what happens. Yeah, man,
just
it was a good season.
Myself.
It was a good
and
season.
And yeah, oh, I'm watching Legion. I used to watch Legion. It's
is it the X-Men show?
Yes, this is the X-Men show. This is a person who is
Charles Xavier's son, isn't it?
No, yes, he is Charles Xavier's son, but his power level is Omega, so it's like the highest form. Mm. But is it schizophrenic where you have several personalities?
Yes, sir.
So he's schizophrenic, but he's not schizophrenic by choice. There is a mutant that has possessed him.
Oh.
In order to think that he is.
That in order to make him think that he's schizophrenic. But at the same time, he has so many powers he doesn't know that it's attached to each personality. But he doesn't know how to control it because there is this other
person doing it.
Mutant controlling him inside of him. So it's, yeah.
I've heard it's a good show. I just haven't got around to watching it.
So I'm back on season two. And
How many seasons did it have? I think it got cancelled, didn't it?
I think it did get cancelled, but it's on season 3. I'm watching those. I was watching something. I kind of got bored really quickly, but you know how Bugsy Malone keeps talking about the beef up in Manchester, Moorside and stuff like that.
Mm.
So it's on Netflix. It's just talking about briefly from the police, a policeman's perspective of what was going on with gang wars and criminal activity in the UK. And they're talking about one guy, and one guy obviously was like, yeah, it was madness. I was a bad guy back in the day. I just never shot kids. And when I was shot...
That's a crazy sentence.
Yeah, he never... Because it's not something to brag about, like when you shoot teenagers. Yeah. So,
of course,
like,
course. Yeah.
Crazy.
So yeah, he got run up and then he got shot in the leg, but it went through his leg. Through his piece and then through his other leg. Yeah.
God damn. He was going through it.
Meatless.
Yeah. But the reason why...
Let's take a veganer.
I don't know if he's got it still, but yeah.
You're dumb, man.
Oh shit.
So the reason why the Manchester beef started is because they were both doing like petty stuff, like car racing, just physical fist fighting, whatever the case is, playing games, football games, pool games. They were just doing that kind of stuff. So then one person went to America, bought a leather coat, came back, then went to the other side, left the coat there. Then a group of people were starting to wear his coat.
Right.
And they were bragging that they stole it. And that's how the beef started between the two sides.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beef always starts with something.
And that was in 1991. Shit. And now nobody knows why the beef started.
That's how it all goes, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Kids just end up fighting for nothing.
One older's rubbed another older's older. Then before you know it, they're robbing each other for the rest of their lives.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. Sad.
That's crazy, man. I've been watching Ozark season 4.
I've seen you seem impressed.
I haven't watched Ozark, but I watched the last episode though.
Did you watch the last episode?
Yeah, my brother was watching it. I was like, oh, okay, let me see it.
Mad, isn't it? Peak, bro.
I don't know much about it, but spoiler alert, if anyone's watching it. Seems crazy.
Brother, this family, the woman, Wendy Bird, bro, she's just power hungry, bro. The kids are dumb as, or the son is dumb as fuck. I'm even like White Tariq.
Oh dear God.
It's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
It only gets better as it progresses. I think I was telling you about it in the car when we were driving to Wembley.
Yeah.
That show only gets better and better. And I've been watching Attack on Titan as well. That show is one of the best things I've ever watched.
Okay.
The anime.
Yeah. Hands down, one of the best things I've ever watched. Period. Like Game of Thrones, any of that.
Did they beat up Superman?
No. It's not.
That's One Punch.
The good thing, that's what's his name from One Punch Man? One Punch Man, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Attack on Titan, it's just one of the best shows I've ever watched. Wow. The last episode I saw, I cannot believe what I saw. Like, I just can't believe what I saw.
Subbed or dubbed?
Brother. Subbed, man. Subbed. It's just like, I won't give away any spoilers. There's no point in me telling you about the story.
As far as I know, there's a village and there's giants. They come and take people.
And they eat people, right? And that just seems like that's a surface level thing.
Yeah.
And you're rooting for this guy at the beginning of the show.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I think a few of the seasons are on Netflix.
How many seasons are there?
This is the last season, it's season 4.
Oh, okay. It's 4 seasons.
Yeah, it's not that many seasons.
No, okay. How many episodes per season?
Sometimes it's like 500.
12?
Like Dragon Ball Z.
It's not long at all. There's less than 80 episodes of the show, I believe.
I think Dragon Ball Z is still going.
It's one of the best shows I've ever watched. And the last episode, I can't believe what I saw. All
right,
I just can't believe it.
Might have to give it a spin.
Oh, I would recommend it to everybody. I can't believe it.
What was another topic we had? I think we got one more.
We just kind of went on the sidetrack.
Why black women are hating black male podcasts? We briefly spoke about it on the other episode, but now
Aloni has cooked us into oblivion.
I've seen 3 videos. If I could hook it up to the Bluetooth right now, I probably could. But
I think it's not only that. I actually just think it's a war on UK men in general. I've just seen a lot of slander for us in general. I don't know what happened. I mean, I think our PR is good, but I just think we've been getting cooked, and I'm not sure why. I don't know what's going on, lads.
What are you man done?
What have you guys done this time?
Would it be toxic for me to say it's best if you just appreciate us now?
But I don't think
we'll find
so.
Somebody else to appreciate us.
The words of E-Man G45.
You switching
sides? Alone.
My mum went out on Friday and said, you know what?
That milk looking kind of condensed.
Maybe it ain't all rosy at the dairy milk.
Sweet milk.
Impossible. Impossible. If Ema came out into this room with a white girlfriend, I think I'd jump on the table.
This can't be.
This can't be.
Woo! I should say I don't have no sturdy. Time,
nah, I think it's all in light-hearted jest. I feel like online it just amplifies everything.
The TikToks they're making about men being on podcasts is hilarious, though.
Yeah, they're killing us.
So it's like, the only woman that loved me is my mother, and I can't be with a girl if she don't love me like my mother. You know what I'm saying, bro? That's so true. Like, I was with my shawty and I had to end it because she didn't love me like my mother.
Listen, man, they're trying to get us out of here. They don't want us to talk, they don't want us to breathe, they just want us to,
I don't know.
I just stopped talking because I didn't want to get us cancelled. Nah,
let's see if I can.
Maiden Chapel podcast circuit.
You're gonna have to put on your headphones because I'm gonna play this video. Because you won't be able to.
I was wondering why that light came on.
Oh, it's paired. Okay, it's paired. It's definitely paired. But hold on, listen.
I don't know how to turn it.
Demi, you're struggling on the video. Hold on.
Why am I being made to chase a female? Bro, why are we being made to chase a female?
This is the video.
Pay for the first date.
Nah, she's great.
Pay for flowers, pay for nails, pay for food.
This is what you think that we are, you know?
From us, bro.
It's all in jest, I think.
Why are these same females, same beanies?
Same beanies?
Having an Instagram page where they're in a relationship. That's exactly what I'm saying. Nah, because how are you trying to make yourself look appealing?
We might be done, you know.
Listen, man, we might have to end the this might be our last episode.
Me like Chucky and them.
Listen, you lot, we appreciate you for following us on this journey, but
we ain't going nowhere.
Peace. I'd like to apologize.
Family. My goddesses, queens, and earths.
Listen, man.
All right, we got him.
We like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely fucking no one. I feel sorry for people's ears back there.
Listen, man. Hey, I don't think McGregor gets enough kudos for that, for his run in MMA, you know. And just
he
his antics,
like,
period.
WWE. When he threw the table at the bus, I said, yo, and this kid's nuts.
And the Mayweather run have been dying.
He's got a book bag. He's still cussing out, man.
He can't even read. Man said he can't even read.
Yes, bro. I was real tears. Whoever wrote the material for McGregor during the Mayweather thing is a fucking. I know Mayweather wanted to laugh as well. I know he wanted to laugh.
For me, boy.
That's for me, boy. Listen.
No, that is upper echelon. I can't believe you said that.
You can't even read. Yeah, bro. Bro, listen.
That's,
I know,
different.
We got sidetracked, but that makes me laugh to this day.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I can't believe that.
But yeah, we ain't going nowhere, man.
Nah, that's a fact.
We ain't going nowhere. You gonna love us,
love it, hate it, the down's on top, and I'm gonna shine and let my little hat. I don't know what he says after that.
Wasn't there a remix of Mary J. Blige?
Oh, go ahead and be me.
I hated that.
Hip hop queen.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh man, get to know me. It's the end. Losers lose, winners win. This is real. We ain't got to pretend the cold world that we in. It's full of crushing pain. God, listen, he was getting hard.
Yeah, for real, man. He had one chance and he took it.
He did.
One-on-one with the keeper. What's the final topic? I think
we've got time. It was the Brits, but listen, do we care?
I don't. It's going to be a bunch of celebrities getting awards. Some of them should win. Some of them probably shouldn't. You know, it's the same thing every year.
That's a fact. Let's just guess very quickly and then we can get out of here. Because we've got to feed the streets. The Brits has happened, so.
Adele. And then Adele, I guess. I got to feed the streets.
She's going to sweep. But they've got rid of the genders for the categories. So women and men and everyone else in between, I don't mean that in any offence, are in the categories. So anybody can win.
Anybody can get it.
But let's just quickly have a quick look.
The Brit Awards nominees.
We just ring off who we think will win.
Album of the Year, Adele.
Yeah, so the options for Album of the Year is Adele 30, Dave, We're All In This Together. We're all alone. We're all in this together. Sorry. We're all alone in this together. Ed Sheeran plus equals? Or equals, whatever he calls him nowadays. Little Sims, sometimes I might be introvert. Sam Fender, 17 going under. Who is winning that category?
Adele.
It's going to be a man because of sexism.
I think it's going to be Adele.
And on that note, it has been a great episode, lads. We'll see you next week. No, it'll be Adele. She'll win.
Adele!
Adele!
Adele. Yeah, she'll probably win. Artist of the year, Adele, Dave, Ed Sheeran, Little Sims, Sam Fender.
Who the fuck is Sam Fender?
Sam Fender makes that song that was on FIFA that was really good. I forgot what it's called.
Well, I'm really?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, get busy, Sam. Adele.
Artist of the year. Yeah, probably Adele again.
Maybe
she's going to sweep.
Can nick it, but yeah.
Shout out to my boy Ed, man. Best group, Coldplay,
D-Block Europe,
Little Sims, London Grammar, or Wolf Alice.
Give it to D-Block Europe, I don't care. Please.
In the kitchen, D-Block, I don't need no apron. Hey, every other week, I be catching. Give it to the lads, man. Come on, man.
Song of the year. Hey, yo.
Coldplay still making music? What is it, man, if you don't. All right, song of the year. Jesus, there's a few.
Okay. We'll just say the one we want to win and the one that will win.
A1, J1, latest trends.
Yes, give it to
sweeping,
the boys.
Baby. what's his name? I saw Deej. When I saw him, I was like, Brit's nominated. I was gassing the guy up, bro. Like, Brit's nominated, yeah? Listen,
have to.
They're going to, I hope they win, but.
But most likely.
Core blimey, that is a hard category.
Adele's not even in it.
Bodies on there, you know.
Oh, easy on me. Yeah, Adele's going to. I mean, it's me. A clean sweep for Adele. I just can't see.
And she's performing, so they're going to give it to her. To,
yeah, no. That's
so she's
fun.
Happy about it. Best new artist, Central C, Griff.
Well, okay,
Joy
I'm
Crooks,
giving,
Little
I'm
Sims,
to
self-esteem.
Because I would have given it to Little Sims, but she is not a new artist under any stretch.
Why
of
the hell have they put Little Sims in best new artist?
They want to give her something because that album is so
that's
good.
Perfect for them.
So I think they're going to give her. Do you know? I wouldn't be surprised if Little Sims.
I don't mean this out of hate, but I think they just did it for equal opportunity. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's egregious. She's been making music since 2014, bro.
But they're probably just going to throw it in there. For equal opportunity, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
to.
Maybe that's a
best new
show.
Artist. No, I was gonna say best new artist means you've never been nominated. So
well, yeah, but the thing is, she's been underground.
Like, if, say, for example, I don't know, someone who's been doing it for years, Chip could be.
I know what you're trying to say.
If
yeah,
he hadn't been nominated,
I know what you're trying to say.
Chippy.
But there was definitely
this is
an
fucking
agenda.
As bad as when Anthony Martial was in PFA Young Player of the Year.
Listen, man, let my dog cook. It's 10 a.m. in Seville, bro. Best international artist, Billie Eilish, Doja Cat, Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo,
Doja
or Taylor
Cat.
Swift. Give it
Doja.
To my baby Doja, man.
Doja Cat.
Give it to Amala.
Doja Yam.
You know what? I might buy the Billie Eilish.
Yam Cheeto.
Doja Yam Cheeto.
I might buy the Billie Eilish Jordan 15s. They look cold.
Yeah, put your mom up.
Nah.
They cooked
that's the one that Tinker Hatfield said I cried when I designed it.
What?
So it was good or bad?
It was horrible to everybody.
Oh,
else.
Yikes.
Because it looks like a normal shoe, but then the tongue is not, it doesn't really look like a tongue. It just looks like it's just pointing outwards.
Where's Doja Cat from? Is she Tanzanian?
No, she's South African.
Oh.
Close enough.
SA.
Oh. Mm. That explains things.
Woman.
Best
international. Woman.
That explains a lot. Best international group.
ABBA.
ABBA? Yo,
ABBA.
Is it 2022? ABBA, BTS.
ABBA, best new artist.
Oh, BTS for sure.
Maneskin? Who the fuck is Maneskin?
It's probably South Korean.
It's that Italian group that did that new Beggin' remix.
Beggin'.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Silk Sonic and War on Drugs.
BTS.
They'll probably give it to BTS.
But I would like to see Silk Sonic take it.
Shouts out to the army who are supporting us. Steel. Shouts out to Ikran as well.
Always.
A best international song. I'm not going through this list. Why is Drake featuring Lil Baby Girls on Girls on this list? The man called himself a lesbian.
Girls on Girls. Do you know who likes that song? Girls. So good for them.
Fair enough. They might give it to.
You know what girls don't like?
Billie
like
Eilish.
Podcast.
Or,
gotcha.
Or,
oh you're bitter.
Brits Rising Star. We've not heard of any of these. Oh, no. Brie Runway. Runway. Okay, give it to Brie Runway. Best dance. What? Oh, as in best dance, like best dance, like the genre. What name?
You know that dance move, yeah? I swear down, I did it in front of my parents one time. They thought I was possessed. You know that one where you just
crumping.
Yeah,
crumping even.
Yeah.
Is it crumping?
Crumping. And you just bare stomping for no reason.
Best pop R&B.
Bare breaking spinal.
Nah, it's over.
They were doing it for the Black Lives Matter marches, weren't they?
Yeah, they can go to hell.
I mean,
They're really fighting. They're fighting for civil rights. You say go to hell.
And what you're doing? You're crumping in front of the police. What?
Listen, dog.
How is that gonna help the cause?
Ah, police look at me, looking at him like, what are you doing, bro? If I shoot you one time,
you'll be doing it. Nah, I don't want to say
that.
It's
for a good cause, bro.
Was moving like prime Chris Brown, bro.
I don't know. Just the jacket shuffling.
Just
Levi's jeans.
You know what, Colin's jacket makes that noise.
Hey,
I never shook at them.
Whoever recorded that Yo video without the music was having a wild time. Chris Brown was just doing. So no music.
No music.
Oh, go shit.
Dance.
Jesus Christ. All right, best pop and rap. Best pop and R&B, sorry. I can't even read anymore.
Is there a black person in there?
No, let's give it to Dua because she's the closest person to black in that list. Best hip hop, grime, rap. Look how they lump us all in one category. Oh, that's a hard one to pick.
Just give it to Dave.
Traso, Central C, Dave, Getz, or Little Sims. I couldn't tell you, you know. That's a hard one.
They're probably, I don't know.
Anybody could, apart from Tracy, AJ Tracy, any of them could win.
Give it to Central, why not? You know, that's
if he
guy.
Wins it, fair enough. If you were going to ask me, I'd probably give it to Getz. But yeah, Little Sims, Getz, or Dave would be a good choice.
All right.
Cool, man. Song suggestions before we get out of there.
Honestly, I'm out of ideas. I ain't really been listening to music like that, so I'm going to throw it back for y'all.
Hey,
Pause, man.
Pause. I was really thinking you're about to say something else, but bro. You need to speak to HR.
Oh, I can't even repeat what you said. That's brazy. Yo, I'm going to pick Young T and Bugsy.
The Nick T.
Unknown T, Robert.
Fuck you.
Roberto Cavalli. That's a really good song. With an unknown T. That's my choice. Those boys actually made a decent album, you know. I didn't mind it. I didn't hate it. Young T and Bugsy.
Say what?
Yeah.
I might have to give it a spin.
It's decent. I think you'll like it a lot. There's a couple good songs on there, man.
Nah, I'll be rating them highly. I am really struggling.
I don't think I even put this on. Did I put this on last week? Honda Civic? I think I did.
Tory Lanez? No, you didn't. That EP is one of my favourite EPs from him. It's got Fallback on there as well, I think the name of the song is. That song's hard. Honda Civic and Fallback are hard songs.
I don't know if it's ever been in here, but I'm going to go No Words by Dave.
I don't want a dead no.
If it has been in there, I'll give you another option, but...
I don't want to...
You know, it is what it is at this point.
I don't want to steal bangles.
I want to put Clubbing by Robert... No, I'm joking.
Oh, for God's sake. Weird it.
Oh, they're really going to hate us now. Oh, you know what I was listening to? I was just to Make It Rain. Lil Wayne's verse, amazing. What's going on with this?
Lil Wayne's mad.
This stunt wants to
fight me. I think the studio is just beefing us for the sake of beefing us now.
Honda Civic by Tory Lanez.
Good song. Good EP. One of my favourite EPs from him. What's the name of the EP called? It's the one with the blue cover, isn't it?
Let me get up.
We're allowing Tory Lanez back.
To it again. Sorry?
Tory Lanez back in the fold.
Hey, man. He never left.
Hey.
We getting cancelled. Nah.
No, we could talk about that very, very briefly. What happens to Tory Lanez if he's found innocent? Because...
I can tell you for free, nothing's going to happen. No one's going to care, bro.
Nah.
They don't care. All I can really say is that they don't really care about us.
Listen.
Hey, Michael Jackson's a madman, you know. How can you start a Thriller with Wannabe Starting Something?
You wanna be starting something?
Like, the album literally starts like, boom, 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 boom. Like, what was Quincy Jones doing in the studio when they made that?
They were getting busy, man. That might be the most busiest anyone's ever got.
Brother, that song, that might be my favorite Michael song, you know.
Wannabe Starting?
I know it's a really wild choice.
It doesn't have a title.
But it's so mad. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Oh, I don't know what my favorite Michael song would be.
I think it's my favorite Michael song just because of the vibe.
I think. I think the remix to Blue Gangsta.
What?
The remix to Blue Gangsta. The remake, remastered.
Is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Recent favorite Michael Jackson songs, yeah.
Oh, no, I was just talking in general.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Blue Gangsta.
Oh, I don't know, you know.
He big crip, you know.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
that's. Have you seen that video of him in the car? And everyone's chasing him.
Yeah, look at him titties. We never thought I'd be like,
have not seen it?
I'm showing you this as soon as the episode is done.
He was about it, man.
Aye, say less.
Listen, man, he's trying to see him. He's in the PM.
They will get him and need him.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know, I just like them titties.
No way.
Listen, man.
That's how Michael's getting down. I can't believe
Rest
it.
Rest in peace, man, to the legend, man.
The legend himself, no myth.
Cool. On that note.
You know it.
Another episode. We appreciate it.
Made in Chafford podcast. Follow us everywhere. Check out mainchafford.com.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is.
Leave us reviews, please. Leave us on Spotify reviews. I want to see those numbers go up. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate the love.
Love.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Bye.